Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD is back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. What's up, everybody?
Check.
Live again, Tuesday at the Comedy Cellar. It's so funny, every time I talk into the camera, it's like you guys have never been on TV. Yes, my name's Robert Kelly. This is the Know What Dude podcast that is rising. It's like a phoenix.
From the ashes.
It's the first one, but it's going to be the last one too. When all you son of a bitches are done doing this and you're all canceled, big bad Bob Kelly will sneak up behind you. And when podcasting isn't a thing anymore, and I'll be number one on everything. But we're back today. I want to thank you right now. Subscribing on YouTube, you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the reminder button, hit the like button. Do all those little things that help the channel out. We got a bunch of new followers last week, every week. It's been very consistent, so I thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Also, make sure you go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly because we're going there at the end of the show for the YKW dude, extra shit that we do over there. We read the names, all the new Patreons. We talk about shit. We ask questions to all the Patreon ladybug people, ask questions to the guests, and we ask them on the Patreon portion only at patreon.com/Robert Kelly. And, of course, if you like my hoodie, if you like her fucking... if you like her shirt, if you like all this stuff, comicwearables.com is where all the merch is. Use code word ladybug and you will get all the stuff. All right, that's out of the way. All the stuff's out of the way. I got a great show today. I'm very excited. Of course, we got sexy. I mean, Jesus Christ. The who's the boss of comedy? Justin Silva is here.
What?
And I like. Not you.
Who's like, that's my intro.
That's not your intro.
Sorry, Joe.
And then we got Joe List. No, we
the
got.
The truth. Yo, yo, who, wow.
Who's the boss? Was that like Tony Danza?
Yeah.
Is that what you remember that?
Okay. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
We got Joe List, the truth, a.k.a. one of the rigs.
Yeah.
So sporty today, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I just came from the gym, Equinox. I have a membership, $325 a month, no big deal. Not sweating it.
How much is it?
$325,
no,
three and a quarter,
it's not.
Whatever.
Is it really, is it legit?
Well, I belong to all the Equinoxes, bro. And this guy comes in hot and heavy with, I hate that gym. Don't you hate those kind of people?
No, I agree with him. I go to
shut up.
Anytime Fitness.
I hate that place.
Anytime.
$45 a month, anywhere in the country, and you know what? It's at any time.
More like any level fitness.
Boom.
Because you're a low level.
Shut up. I'm not low level.
You are. That's all right. Fine.
I'm trying. I love Anytime Fitness, man. Anytime. It's right down the street from my house.
It's kind of like a shithole.
I still don't go. No, it's not.
It's
one of the cleanest gyms I've ever been to. There's no staff. You let yourself in. You get a kiosk.
That's what I'm saying.
I swear to God, I thought it's so clean. The guy who runs it, Anthony and his wife, they clean it every day. They have a lady there all day. Everything is crystal clean. They have this big, in the back room, a big TV. You can go on. It's touchscreen. You can do any workout you want with somebody. It's got the weights. It's got every weight you want.
It's got the weights.
It's good. It might not be good for you because you like to put a chain around your neck with a pit bull holding on to it.
Yeah, and a tripod before that with a camera crew so everyone
Dude,
can see you doing your sit-ups.
I have sponsors, Joe. I got fitness companies. You know what I love, though? When you go to out in Queens, there's they try to theme these gyms. It's like retro fitness. And they have they just use old equipment, so that's their thing.
Yeah.
You ever see these things places like that?
Do me a favor, give that to him.
For what?
Yeah, this bit
stinks. I don't get it.
This bit stinks.
You don't try. You don't tell us when you get it. You get it when we decide. We're the common judge. No, that's the actual original one, and it's got Louis J. Gomez fucking DNA all over that thing.
Ooh,
You could give another.
Ugh. But my gym rules. Yep. Everyone's hot. You can't even believe this. But I have the worst body. If you can believe that, I have the worst body in there.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
Why would I not believe?
Just
that?
Just sexy bodies, women. And you talk about employees. There's someone in every time. So when you can't figure out the locker, which I fuck up every time,
I do it all the time.
They come down. Thank you. They come down there.
Are you a member too?
No, I go to Chelsea Piers, which is...
Because you suck.
Well, like Chelsea Queers.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, the truth.
He's...
Joe.
Woo! But I do that thing. I forget which lock it is, and I keep doing the same kind, and I'm over and over and over. Now I take a picture of it, Joe.
I've been taking pictures,
now you
got to
take
a
picture.
Take a picture, it'll last longer. Okay.
You know what I do? I walk in, there's little shelves. I put my stuff in the shelf. Nobody fucks with
it. Your cubby?
I have a cubby. I like the word cubby.
I do.
I got very excited when I got to say that.
Because you're a bear.
Well, the Equinox comes with an app, too. It's like Peloton. It's got workouts. Let me know when you guys are ready to get serious.
Uh-oh, here we go. This is Liz, you're on the YKWD podcast, so please mind your P's and Q's.
Joe List.
Joe List is here. And Justin's here too, Justin Silva.
Hi, Liz.
Oh, where was Justin last night? He was supposed to have a spot. I know.
No. We switched times and stuff, me and Jay.
We switched times? Or
me and Jay switched.
Times would mean like you showed up. Like,
No. Jay gave me a date, then he gave me the wrong date, so I put it in as the former date instead of the other date. It got confused with him switching me from 1 week to the other. We didn't realize it until afterwards.
Okay, so we're blaming Jay. Got it.
No. We're not blaming Jay. We're blaming
Sounds
the
like
fact
you're blaming
that
Jay.
No. We're not blaming
Joe?
Jay.
Sounds
blaming,
like it, right?
Yeah.
No. We're not blaming Jay. There's blaming the fact that there was a schedule miscommunication between me and Jay.
But Jay, right. who was wrong?
Blaming Jay.
No, we're not.
Because it's
no one
Jay
was wrong.
Or it's you.
No one was wrong. No, it was we had a miscommunication. We gave me the original date, then the other date, so I had it in as the original date. So I didn't know which date it was. I didn't know if it was this week or next week.
If he says date again, I'm throwing my phone.
But miss implies wrong. Somebody was wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
Miss.
If you want to blame me, it's not going to affect all the spots I get at the cellar, so blame me.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa. Then it's Justin's fault.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Hey, Liz, you know Mike Mann died, right?
Who's that?
I just saw that. I know. I'm so sad about that.
Oh, my God. I'm so sad.
So sad. I guess Tawil spoke to him. Like, he called Tawil maybe 6 weeks ago.
What'd he say?
And he was in Midtown, and he just called to say hello. And I mean, it's really sad.
Yeah. He owes me money.
He gave me a ring. I think I'm engaged to him.
Can I have the ring?
No, it's my ring from Crazy Mike.
I didn't get shit. He owes me like $7,000.
He owes Noam a lot more than that.
I feel like Colin's going to save money.
Wait, Crazy Mike, crazy, like move the stuff
crazy,
around that
yeah.
guy? Oh, the OCD
crazy,
guy.
Yeah. Crazy Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, Mike, he's gone. He's
$7,000?
No, I mean, I'm joking.
No,
what
but think? Like,
was this,
yeah.
The View? I that was a joke.
I know.
Joke. You're not going to take the coffee with you?
Hey, it's Jay's fault, but he did the thing and he had a spot, but he didn't know he was going to do it.
That was an honest miscommunication between me and Jay.
Same as you. All right, Liz, where are you?
I'm on my way home, and I guess I'll see you later, and we'll discuss tomorrow later.
Okay, are you taking a shower?
Whoa.
I'm going to, yeah, I smell bad.
Can you FaceTime us from the shower?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's nothing that I want more than to talk to Joe List when I'm in the shower.
But I'm here, too. Way.
Joe,
hi, Dustin.
I'm fun in the shower. I make everyone comfortable.
Yeah, really. Sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone?
I'm a thoughtful lover.
Ugh.
All right, I'm gonna vomit now.
All right,
I'll
yeah, if that doesn't
later,
make your pussy
you.
Wet, I don't know what would. All right, bye.
Bye.
Do you fuck in the shower?
No.
Oh, I got married. We don't fuck. We fuck in the bed. Yeah. Just all bed.
No one fucks it.
I've been married for 14 years. We don't fuck.
Is it like roommate?
All she does is get fucking.
Parenting? You said it that like that.
She gets fucking. She gets sweats. She gets the sweats and then blotchy. And she's like, I gotta go lie down. She just goes, walks outside in the winter. I gotta go outside. Fucking 50-year-old woman.
Nice. What's your sex drive now? Because I'm 39. I'll be 40 in a few months. And my sex drive has plummeted, but still, I'm still a maniac. I still want to fuck all the
Mine
time.
Has
we still
not
fuck a lot.
Down at all. And
of course
I'm,
it hasn't.
I'm wishing it would.
Why?
Because I feel like it's distract. You know, at a certain point, listen, you start. right when you hit...
Talking to the microphone,
sorry,
not the
right,
side of the microphone.
I'm talking right into...
No, in the front of it, not
Mike,
the side of it. Right
Mike,
there, right
Bobby,
there.
I know how to talk into them.
Well, apparently you don't, because it was side mic.
Your sex drive, it's,
you're
when
a side
it's,
mic.
When it starts as a teenager, you're like, okay, this is maddening. And then you learn how to manage it through like your 30s. And you're like, is this going to go down at any point, please? I don't want to run around and fuck like I always wanted to. Like, I don't actually
I've never hated
do it,
him
but,
more well, than I've hated
why?
Him right now. Because... listen,
and we've hated him a lot.
don't start Lewising me. When
we're not Lewising you.
No.
The fact
no.
Is what you're doing is you're Lewising us with this. I wish my sex drive would go down to two men who are on the way down.
He's saying his is the same.
No, I'm saying mine is down. I'm still sex crazed, but it's gone way down. Like I used to, like I can go days without masturbating or even thinking about it. Like I go days without even having a hard on.
I can still do. I can do that. I can go days without masturbating or that. But I,
if my wife offers me a cheese plate, I'm just as happy.
Well, my thing is, you might have like a God-sized hole in your heart that you're trying to fill. Like we have happiness in our lives.
I'm filling that with so many other things.
How many broads? Are you, can I say broads? How many broads?
Cunts.
Oh
shit! YouTube.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
YouTube.
Oh, sorry. Can we bleep?
Yeah, bleep. Say it again. 1, 2, 3.
Bleep.
Bleep. Listen.
Now what?
Let me ask you a question. How many girls are you with right now?
Whoa.
No. You know, whoa. I'm not like a. I don't fuck around with a bunch of different. I go like one at a time because I date one at a time.
Who are you with right now?
No one right now.
Who are you with just before this?
I'm not gonna discuss it.
Why?
Because I'm not gonna discuss it.
Is it somebody I know?
Nerd.
Absolutely not.
Fucking nerd.
What kind of podcasting is this?
I just don't want to talk
about
this.
I just told you
person.
My wife's in menopause.
I just don't want to talk about this.
Why do
this
I have
person.
To why do I have to no, reveal my
don't.
Life and you get to fucking be
I will
NBC
talk to you,
Justin?
Stop it, NBC CBS. I will talk to you. I just don't want to talk about this specific person. I don't want it really.
Like still loyal right. to
so she's
CBS.
Ugly.
No, she wasn't. I'm not going to talk about this specific person.
Fat?
But I will talk to you. Yes, she was fat and ugly. Let's talk all about her. She was fat.
Turns me on. That makes my dick.
Here we go.
I got horny.
Well, you do have that thing where the longer you're with one woman, the things that she's not become like, hey, tattoos.
Oh yeah, it's
you know,
like yeah,
Asian.
It's like in a if you're in a, you're in a long term relationship, it's like the chubby chick at the bodega turns you on just because she's got something that
yeah,
some, it's just something else.
Yeah,
sure.
you kind of you mix it up. I got I got into old ladies.
Old?
What are we talking?
I had a friend who was
old,
not,
like...
Not like... Well, let's back that up. Sorry. I want my wife to hear this. My kid... I'm like older than my wife.
Like 60s.
Which isn't that old to me. You
just went
I mean?
Alan for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know...
All right, so you like him. That's what's good for you.
So accept that. That's what you like.
Yeah, I don't want her fucking hands to be sucked in. You know what I mean?
Tell her what you want.
I got a... But I yeah, like a... Like a nice, like Florida grandma.
Well,
you
really?
Know what?
With like short hair that's still
yeah, you know,
a little
I'm into your mother.
Up.
You know that?
Oh, you do like my mom.
I love your mom.
I sent you a picture. She looks very pretty over
she
Thanksgiving.
She looks great.
And I sent you a picture.
Your mom's always been smoking, but your okay. mom's not that. Your mom's different. Your mom's like smoking hot for forever. His mom's she's so nice.
She loves hearing this.
Oh, she's
my
beautiful.
Mom's not been well, so this has been nice.
She's beautiful, but she's I'm talking, you know. Regular grandmas.
Well, here's for instance the film Wolf of Wall Street. As a film producer, I know a lot about.
As a fitness guy, film producer, yeah. Sex maniac. Go ahead.
I produced the film.
I hate him. Do I hate him now?
Now you should. Now we all hate you now.
Well, I wrote it and produced it and started it. Bobby, you were there. I casted you also. I casted it also. Anyways, so this film. You're familiar with the film Wolf of Wall Street, directed
yes.
by Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's a character in there. They developed this character. All right, but for real, the aunt of the Margot.
Yes.
Tenenbaum,
oh yeah.
She's
yeah.
so hot, and then she like wants to fuck, and they fuck. You don't see her naked, but that made me like, I wonder.
Yeah.
So I went into porn. I'm not a big porn guy, as you know. So I went to some gilf old lady porn, but
yep.
you can't find a lady that looks like that.
No,
you find fucking
yeah,
dude,
you find,
like aunt.
That gilf shit when that it is so depressing. You're like, you had nothing else to do at this age. This is the only option.
What like, do you mean,
old lady porn? That is
oh,
depressing.
Well, it's not that. I don't think it's depressing.
You're treating them like they're women, like they're human. They're on porn.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Beep.
You guys got to laugh or else I look like a real jerk. Just fake
you know
it. Just
I'm
be like, oh, you're, being,
I'm gonna
you're
start,
doing that thing.
I'm going to start Gen Z-ing you and go like, oh, my God.
Here's what I'm scared about lately is that if I don't start, I want to start banging again. I'm almost to the point because my wife still is turning me on again. Seriously, to be honest, like I've been looking at her recently. Like I we went to the chiropractor yesterday, and I wanted to fuck. Like I was in there, and she was talking to him, and she's just going on and on. And I'm looking at her hair, and I'm looking at the side. He's just yapping about the price and all that. And I'm just like, doc, leave the room. Let me get her on one of these chiropractor beds and let me adjust her a little bit. I got really turned on. But then, you know, we were leaving, and she's like, you want to get lunch? And we went to Panera. I mean, like, you can sidetrack my lust really quickly, whereas before, when I was younger, you couldn't sidetrack it with fucking a thing of pork lo mein with extra fucking water chest.
But let me, be even at, here's the thing. But if you were in a relationship for as long as, if you were in a relationship.
Just have a stroke.
No, my earphones are just going in and out. So
fucking finish the sentence.
If you were in a relationship as long as you've been in one, even at that age, I feel like your interest in that person wanes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, go ahead. You answer.
I feel like with sex now, here's a difference in my sex drive. Before, I would be like, let's have sex right now.
Yeah.
And if she was like, we
can't. You said it just like that?
Yeah. And if she's like, well, not right now. I got a thing. I got to put my whatever. I'd be like this, fuck. Okay. Shit. God damn it. All right. And then maybe I'll jerk off. Now I'm like, all right, later. Sure. And then I go back to watching a movie.
Right.
Like similar to the Panera. You want to fuck. And then you're like, well, we're going to go to Panera. You're like, all right, we'll go to Panera.
Yeah.
Whereas before you'd be like, fuck
it
Panera,
has to happen
you
right
whore.
Now.
Fucking blow me.
Yeah. You know, that Fiji salad's fucking rocking.
I have the mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese is good too, but I do the. What do you mean? You understand?
Well, you're trying to. I feel like a jerk. You're trying to do a thing, and I'm like, I brought up the mac.
Was he trying to do? He's on the.
Well, you're trying to bring up a healthy thing, and I poo-pooed and brought up an unhealthy thing, and I feel bad.
No, you shouldn't feel bad.
All right. Well, the mac and cheese is unbelievable. It's so fucking creamy. Sometimes I get two of them just because I can.
Now he wants to fuck. There, look at that.
I get the bread, and I dip the cheese in. Oh, man, I'll get two of them just
didn't
because
whatever.
Didn't
you start eating really healthy, though? Like, you started eating salads and shit. I remember you were so excited to tell me about it.
I think I try occasionally. I mix in a salad. I have a smoothie. I'm fine.
But you're just naturally a skinny guy, right?
Well, I'm a skinny guy. I got a good metabolism, but I'm always running around and jumping around and working out and shit also. But it's mostly metabolism.
I think that I feel now that if we don't start doing it now, it's going to be too late.
Fucking?
Yeah, because 60 is right here.
How old are you now, Bobby?
I don't want to fuck when I'm 60. I don't want to deal with that, whatever mess that is.
But they got lube and pills now.
Well, yeah, but do they have blindfolds? I mean.
Yes. How old are you?
51.
Oh, that's not bad. I thought you were like 56.
Where did you?
No.
60's not right around the corner. It's almost a decade away.
Dude, when you have a child, time flies. Dude, the last 8 years have gone by in a year.
Max is 8?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. I guess when you see,
mm-hmm. It just flies by, and that's what's freaking me out. When you get a kid, time fucking just shoots through the fucking the air. It's just gone.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about that. So it's like, you know, she just got a babysitter, and she's hot.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
She's kind of cute. On the photo, but who knows? She got a babysitter, so I think she's going to, you know. We got to plan it, too. Like, you're talking about let's fuck. I can't say let's fuck. You can't just say.
You got to schedule it in.
You got to, because the kid's home.
That's sexy. Right.
Yeah, let's fuck. Okay, at the Max's basketball game. Do you want to just go in the parking lot, you fucking weirdo? Or, you know, what do you want to do? Let him watch fucking Henry Danger and we'll just go fuck in the bath? We have to schedule it, get a babysitter, maybe get a hotel or send him somewhere.
Do you still go on dates? Do you do things just you and her with other
people? I love dates with my wife.
You do, though?
Let me tell you something. The best thing in the world, one of the best feelings I've ever had, me and we had the kid for so long, we didn't go out anywhere. And
oh, I thought you were about to talk about a sandwich.
You know, we got a babysitter. And we got in the car, and she sat in the front seat.
Oh, boy.
Because she didn't sit in the front seat for years. She was in the back, and she held my hand.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like, we date. Oh. Like, this is my chick.
It's like that scene in Raging Bull when she first gets in the fucking car, and they're in the convertible.
It was so, I was like, fuck. And then, of course, we didn't have sex. Oh. Because, you know, after sex, she was full. After dinner, she was like, I'm full. I want to just go back. And it's, you know, $25 for an hour for the babysitter. But I think that the next time the kid goes to Lewis's for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
That's another thing, too. I'm gone during the weekend when the kid goes and sleeps over.
Right, right.
So I don't know. Like, and then I don't like day fucking.
What?
I don't like, I like nighttime banging. I don't like Jesus light coming through the window and. You know what I mean?
I like nighttime more. Absolutely.
Nighttime, right?
Yeah, I do.
I don't like
when there's nothing else to do after. It's like you just like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then you like watch a movie. I like all the soft shit too, the cuddly stuff. Like the relationship stuff, I love. You guys got that.
I like that too.
I love it.
I love it too, but I don't like to, like when the kid goes to school, what are we going to do? We're going to go in the bed and have sex, I guess, right?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
No, because you're also too amped up with all the other shit you got going on in the day. It's like you're still in like high drive mode.
But sex is like 15 minutes.
What?
Not for Bobby.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It down. I was going to give you a compliment and say, fuck long. Why do you have to assume the negative?
But fuck 15 minutes.
Have you met my friends?
15 minutes is long, though. I think people have a wrong idea of time. Like, Sarah will be like, I don't think we have time. And I'm like, the longest we've ever fucked ever is like 20 minutes.
I think you're right about that.
All in, it's like the average sex is like 6 to 8 minutes.
No, the average is like 4, I think. The Explained. They did a whole series on sex, like sex, monogamy, all these things. I think like the average sex is like 4 minutes.
I think you're right. I think that TV or movies have made sex this long, drawn out thing.
Yeah, like podcasts.
It also depends where you are in a relationship with someone. In the beginning, you do like the foreplay, it carries out. You're like, this is an event.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it gets like,
yeah, now it's scheduled. Like, we have to say, like, tomorrow, if I want to have sex with my wife, I would have to say, right when you drop Max off, I'm going to shower. You shave your legs.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll meet, and then my hamstrings will hurt, and we'll get on the side, and then, you know, I'll be like, all right, just lie there, and then I'll lie on like a dog, and then I gotta close my eyes and think of 5 dudes that I want to bang. And
am I one of them?
Yes, of course you are. No,
Joe, no,
really upsetting. This is depressing.
Joe, I want to fuck you.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
I'd be down.
It's you know, I'm scared of sex. I'll admit it. I'm scared. I'm scared of it because, all right, you know when you get in a fight with somebody and you're supposed to call them and talk it out, and the longer you don't talk it out, the heavier it gets to where it's just it's easier just to not deal with it or call them.
Avoidance.
And you don't talk to them for like, you know, a couple, like 6 years. That's what happened with sex. I haven't had sex in 6 years.
No, how long has it been, really?
6 years.
No.
Shut up.
Come on.
It's been 9 years.
How long has it been?
69.
A few months.
A few months.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
We got a kid, and we don't get babies.
How often do you jerk off? Can I ask?
You fucking in front of them.
I masturbate. I don't masturbate as much anymore. Do you know why?
Because we're old.
I just don't like it.
You know what?
It's maybe messy.
I don't either. Maybe my sex drive. My sex drive must be going down.
Yeah,
I think I'm realizing it now, and I'm like, you know what?
Because you got to, with sex drive, you have to factor in masturbation. We fuck a lot. We fuck 4 times a week, and I love it, and I get excited and
I'm
into it.
You still do?
Yeah.
Nice.
But on the road, what I mean by sex drive, on the road, I will go Thursday, Friday, Saturday without jerking off because I'm not like, oh my God. I'm just, she's not around, when women aren't around, when sex isn't on my mind, I just live my life.
Right. You're not out
seeking. The difference.
Your seeker is not there. But that's also because you know you have you have your wife. You know what I mean?
I get laid a lot.
Yeah.
So when I'm away.
I mean, looking like this? Of course.
I'm wearing my sweats. I came from Equinox. I look better than people think.
If I go on the road and I masturbate the first night, I'm sad.
Feel this.
Because I have nothing
ahead,
left.
Feel that.
Fucking Joe, man. Come here.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off, Joe. Please
get some bicep. That's not bad, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been doing
your expectations
MMA for a while.
So low that
they were not. I thought it was.
I've been doing mixed martial arts. I play tennis. I run.
You do mixed martial arts
for years now. I play tennis. People act like I'm some fucking douche.
I don't.
Thank you.
I know you're a powerhouse under all that shitty clothes.
I post a video of me throwing a football 50 yards, and I catch it myself. I'm trying to let people know the hidden fucking athleticism of this guy.
Shit, you're a gazelle.
Luis Gomez, we played football once. I threw the ball at him. He's like, what the fuck? Easy. You fuck. I'm like,
what the fuck? Something people do and share together. No.
People think, whoa, you got some Luis issues.
I always have Luis issues.
That's a second Luis issue.
We got some resentments.
No, I didn't have the
we got to unpack these.
No.
Yeah, let's unpack it. Let's
not this sex. What are we podcasting?
We're here
about
for you.
Sex.
I want to get back to the sex life.
We'll get back to that. Let's talk about this Lewis issue you have.
I don't have a Lewis issue.
Yeah,
I
you do. Everybody. First of all, everybody.
I love Lewis and accept Lewis for the way Lewis is. And
what is that way?
Part of he's kind of like a sociopath.
Whoa.
He thinks about himself all the time. But he's a loving, he's a fucking loving person underneath, and I love him and known him forever. So it's like, I love and accept who he is, but it's like he comes with a lot of shit. But I would do anything for Lewis.
This is how I talk when someone brings up my mother. I'm like, she's great. Yeah, we have a good relationship. I mean, I don't know why she doesn't fucking call me, but, you know, there's something there.
Have the same shit with Lewis that you have with Lewis. Joe has it. We all have the same thing with Lewis.
I love Lewis.
I love him too.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I love Lewis. He's one of my best people now.
I've had one issue.
Oh, yeah. You guys have the kid thing too.
We do. It's weird having this relationship with Lewis now. Like, I go over his house.
Two dads.
And we hang out and talk shit. And it's
that's
like,
cool, though.
We're like men now.
Nice lips.
Yeah. He has great lips. Good looking.
Very
guy.
Handsome.
He looks good.
Lewis is very handsome.
Fucked.
Is he in your top five?
Top five? No.
Top five friends?
What, having sex with?
He said there's five guys he wants to fuck. I asked if Lewis was in it.
Oh.
We know, you know.
Yeah, it's not Joe.
No, it is. It's that gross mustache of his. That turns me off. Plus, he's like classic bald. Ugh. No offense.
So is Bobby.
I know, but yours.
He's male pattern like, baldness.
Yeah.
Like two pool balls. Wait, you're not?
I'm not.
No.
You just.
I have full hair like you.
You have full hair like me?
Yeah, I just shave. Can't lie to you. I love you so much, buddy. You're so gullible. You have full hair in my life, me? No, look at me.
What part of my answer sounded like I was convinced by this?
You think I would go for this look?
Oh.
No, I love Lewis. He's but we have a cool relationship now because of our kids.
Yeah.
Our kids are such good friends.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Max is gonna bang James someday and be top. But yeah, great, great. Yeah, but he's banging, man. You guys are all at that. I remember being at that age in my 30s where sex was so important. Now it's not. It's just not. And I'm scared because I don't want to miss out. I know that, the sad part is I'll never be with, like, a 20-year-old again. I'll never see, like, under 30 vagina in my life. I'll never do anything with
maybe them. Max's girlfriend you might see.
But you're not going to see other
vagina. No,
he gets married at the wedding.
Oh,
see your pussy.
I mean, that's
she took it too far.
That's how it works.
That's not how
the bride's family pays, and the husband's family sees the pussy of the bride.
I always have sex at family weddings. By the way,
my dad looked at my wife's pussy at our wedding. You were there.
Wait,
you
what?
Initiated. You said
I did see.
Steve
that.
May
You're
now
right.
see
I just,
Sarah's
no,
pussy.
I thought I didn't see that. I did see that though. I mean, that's a reality. There's going to be a time where you're never going to see a young vagina again.
Sure.
And that's a sad thing as a man to go, like, to remember all the girls, the young, beautiful girls. I mean, I love my wife, and you know, she's very pretty, and she's got a beautiful vagina, but it's not a 25-year-old vagina.
No. Plus the skin on those youngsters.
Oh.
Tight,
yeah,
soft.
God, you sound creepy, Joe.
You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, young. Like,
and there's gonna be a time you're never gonna see juicy boobs again. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm never gonna like. Yeah. I mean, those days are gone. It's weird to me. It's sad.
Yeah.
Because I like when I was fooling around, I took it all for granted. You know what I mean?
I was never fooling around. That's the thing.
I did.
Yeah.
And you are now.
Yeah, but so beyond, we talk about this every time I come in here. Like, next, I want, like, the long-term thing. That's, yes.
You want me what we have?
Yeah, of course.
So why don't you get it?
Because
I'll sell you Sarah for $800.
Listen.
Straight up, cash.
No. I date. I'll
buy her for $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000, but I get to.
Sarah's cute.
Yeah, I'll buy her for $1,000.
All right.
Great.
Sold.
Thanks. Done.
Sold in a market down in New Orleans.
Venmo him $1,000. And put in the notes for Sarah's puss.
Whoa, not
friends
puss.
And family. They're fucking. Sorry. They're watching everything.
It's like her editing skills and shit.
Oh, her improv,
like subtitle, all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, dude. What were you gonna say? You don't. You want that?
Yeah, I will. I will soon.
You won't.
No. You will want it, or you will.
How
have
old
it?
Are you?
I will. I'm in my 40s.
Wow.
You're so Hollywood. Why won't you tell us?
Because I'm.
We're New York comedians.
Everyone knows how old I am. I'm 45.
I don't.
45.
It's you, dude. You're on the. You're knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, there's no way I could get up like that.
Knock, knock, knocking on.
That's not bad.
Disgusting. Wait, let me try it again.
Well, we can't sing this. They're gonna take us off YouTube.
Awful.
buddy.
Awful.
You're right there.
I know.
What, so 50, you're not having kids.
Me?
Dude, 50? You might. I mean, you're in shape. Have you gotten your jizz checked?
Uh-huh.
It's good?
It's fine.
No, you're lying.
I swear to God.
No, jizz lasts.
I just went to the doc. I just got full blood work. Everything's fine.
I don't like this thing you're doing. You're trying to sex me.
No, I'm saying it's fine.
Stop with the voice, man. It's
freaking me out. Oh, wait.
Does that get going?
You don't get nervous that you're 40. I mean, dude, when I was in my late 30s, I was like, fuck. I'm not having a kid. It's done. And then at 42.
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
Be dead serious, and I'm trying to figure out the way the world is right now and all the shit. I'm like, dude, this is like, would I want to bring a fucking kid into this world?
What if your kid cures it all?
my kid's not going to do that.
Bobby Silver, you know?
How do you know?
I don't think my kid's saving the world.
Why not?
Okay, you're right. Is this what you tell Max? You're going
to
save the world.
No, I tell him just to fucking, you know.
I don't know if I want to bring a kid into this world. I don't know if I would.
That's stupid.
Do you want to?
Yeah, pass. Hard pass.
What's wrong with the world?
Well, what's wrong with the? I mean, yeah. This is a scary time, buddy.
That is. It's just, we've been going through the same shit, just circular shit for fucking thousands of years. It's the same shit. Same shit. It's gonna get better.
We're
all gonna be happy, and then it's gonna suck again.
Maybe I'm justifying.
Yeah, you might be justifying.
Maybe,
dude. This world is not. I mean, New York sucks, but the
New
world
York sucks.
Is fine.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, bringing a kid into the world. Let me tell you something, dude. Having a kid is the fucking greatest.
Yeah, no.
You don't
get
to fuck. It's beautiful.
I mean, look, that does suck. Your time, you're always tired. I get it. But I love it. I love having Max in, and I can't believe I was part of it. You know, I can't believe it. And yeah, it sucks because I sacrificed. It's all for him now. Everything's for him. My whole thing, everything I do is for him.
Everything I do, ooh, you.
I can't play. I'm going to get sued for all this.
What do you mean? No.
For us singing it?
No, we're satirizing.
I'm kidding. Satirizing.
I'm singing it better.
I was kidding. I was just playing.
SpongeBob.
No, it's Ryan Adams.
Oh, yeah. Everything
Brian
I
Adams.
Do,
fuck.
I do it Brian for... Adams. I was singing it forever for a second. I do it for you.
Ooh.
Ugh, terrible.
These five words I swear to you. When you I breathe, I'm going to be the air for you. I'll be there for you.
Gabby,
I live
quit.
And I die for
that. This one I'm nailing.
Did Gabby leave?
This is all getting taken down.
Why?
The algorithms, man.
The algorithms,
dude,
are
the
not...
fucking algorithms, man.
That's who I don't want.
Well, you don't want to bring your kid into.
Yeah, because of the algorithms.
I'm doing content now. I'm content guy.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because I never did the content. I'm always posting photos of the mountains and the sunset like an asshole.
But now you're like,
now I'm going reels. I'm going YouTube. I gotta really make it now.
You're like a fitness guy with a body now.
Yes.
You gotta do all that shit.
I gotta be a reels guy.
Why?
You gotta be content. Because I gotta sell tickets. I'm out here going like this.
Are you not selling tickets?
There's only 70 people here. What the fuck? This guy's got that and this. And those guys are posting the reels and the fucking, oh, what'd you say? Bahoo, bahoo. So I gotta start doing that shit.
So you're gonna post clips of you going, nice shirt. Where'd you get the shirt?
No, not that stuff.
Where are you from? Really? What town?
Nah, I don't care for that.
What do you do? Zing, 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 zing. Fuck that.
You post your jokes?
Some jokes. Yeah.
Is that what you were doing?
No. There's a bunch of comics. It's just fucking.
The fluff.
Well, it's just, where you from? What'd you say? Shut up. Stop posting.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You post that shit once in a while when something really good happens.
Yeah, like you have a moment.
But now it's the thing to do because people are so clickbaity. They see somebody doing other than jokes because it's so saturated with everybody's stand-up because every fucking comic on the planet Earth posts clips of them doing stand-up, even if there's four people in the audience. And it's in a club in the fucking outskirts of Buffalo. Somehow that comes up on everybody's feed.
But here's the thing. I was that guy too. But it works. That's the game we're playing now. That's the system. You got to give them content, and it's got to be algorithm-y horseshit, and I don't like it. But if you don't play it,
who'd you talk to?
You're out.
And Sam Morrell? Who'd you talk to?
No.
I'm watching everybody. They're doing the Beacon like it's Caroline's. Fucking everybody's doing the Beacon.
I know.
Everybody's at the Beacon. I'm like, well, maybe I should try to post some of these
Duchesne
videos.
Duchesne Stadium.
Everybody's at the Beacon. I fucking, Rick Chrome just headlined the Beacon. it's like a bringer show over there.
What did I just see him?
Beacon's a big, Chrissy D just sold it out.
Chris D,
holy
Sam Morrell.
Did Sam sell it out?
He's sold out
the Beacon?
Who?
Sam Morrell?
Tim Dillon has like, he's doing a...
He owns the Beacon.
He lives there, yeah.
Oh, Tim Dillon owns.
Yeah, he's doing like six straight months every night. What do you call that when they do that? Horse shit. I couldn't think of the word.
Residency. Residency. Algorithm.
So out of the business. I don't know.
Residency.
So that's the thing is like we can sit here, you and I can go have a cigar and go, aren't they assholes? Mm-hmm. They're doing this crowd work horse shit.
Yep.
And then we go to our weekend gigs and there's nice numbers. It's nice. There's a bunch of people with our t-shirt. There's like six of them and it's touching. And then they hand us the check and you're like, I think you're missing a digit here. And it's because we're not doing the thing. So after a while, you have to go, I hate it, but I got to do it. Because that's the system we're living in
now. Of course. This is why I don't want to bring a kid into the world.
It's the same. It's like
a kid's going to be in the world. Hey, where you from? How you doing? You see what I'm saying, Bobby?
He just called our fan base touching.
It is. I mean, I'm at a point where it's really sweet. My fans are sweet. You're like, they come over, they go, hey, Joe. And I go, hey, Phil. Nice to see you. And then I'm walking around with Sam, and like this woman just showing him his tits, and like they're signing autographs. I've taken so many photos of people that started 9 years after me. They're like, would you grab a photo of me and this guy?
Oh, that's because
he posts the clips.
That's humiliating.
You need the clips.
Clips of what?
Of riffs, some bits, some late nights, the podcast, whatever.
But that's
it is.
But that's what you post. When I see your shit, that's what. Here, Sarah, what does she do?
I've only been posting shit for six minutes.
She posts her TikToks.
But doesn't Chris have a team?
Yes,
he's got a team.
He's got a team. He's paying for that.
Yeah, you need a team.
So ask him how much to pay, and just pay that, and get a team.
I'll get a team. Well, I don't have quite as much money as him. He's doing the Beacon.
You don't even have
skid marks.
You're a director and producer.
That's true.
Suarez does my clips. It's not that expensive.
Where is Suarez? Where's Gabby? Where's Suarez?
Gabby's not here anymore.
Ooh.
Nicole is the new producer of the show. What do you mean?
I meant...
Are you not going to talk to her for 6 years? It's not one of those, right?
I love her.
Okay.
Who am I not talking to for 6 years?
You said you have a little...
No, I love Gabby. Gabby just moved on. She's acting. She's writing. She's doing all kinds of shit. She won a fucking Emmy, for God's sakes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the daytime...
Yeah, it's like a bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, it's like whatever.
But yeah, no. And then Suarez is back in San Antonio right now.
Yes.
He's getting surgery on his neck, the poor little fucking
Mexican
dude. Yeah, he's got something. Remember the thing with his dog on the eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on his neck. He's going to get it removed.
Jeez, it jumped.
You know, he's getting... No, he'll be fine. But he's home. He's probably... I think he's with his mom, too. You know, all that shit.
Wow.
And now we got Joe Russell. Jokes Russell. And
great joke.
This team's great.
Nicole is the motherfucker.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole, that was a bit I was doing.
That's all right.
So what do we have to do, Joe? What do we have to do?
You gotta put up reels and clips under a minute, and then TikTok. I have to go do that. So I gotta pay someone because TikTok I can't open. It makes me
sick. So anxious.
I get so mad.
I hate.
You don't have to, but I think
I have to.
It's pointless. Not you. Just got to get someone because I don't want the app. I don't want to deal with social media. I hate the comments. I hate the business.
So let's
get
a company.
Get
who's the company? Who's the company that
there's
you pay?
So many. It's just an individual.
Well, now you get some people. It's easy to figure out. So I get people messaging, go, I'll do it. Let me do it.
Let Suarez do it. He's great at it.
Can we call Christy and ask him how to make it?
Yeah,
he uses homeless pimp.
I mean, homeless pimp is great. Suarez
does great clips. There's so many people that do it.
That's what you got to do. You need the clips, the content.
Well, now they're paying. Instagram's paying for it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a buddy. He's making $500 a month, and he's like,
"Yeah, I made a bunch of cash."
Yeah, let's see if he answers. He probably won't answer.
No, he's at the fucking Beacon right now.
He's at the Beacon, making sure they have.
Hi,
Chris. You're on my podcast, YKWD, with Joe List and Russ and Justin Silva.
What's up, baby?
Oh my God, I love it. Hello.
We need you to tell us how to make it.
How to make it.
Without Joe's telling me we got to do reels.
Look at all
content,
the clips. Look at all his clips.
We got to do all kinds of stuff. What
colonoscopy
we
queen
all,
we want to know about.
Find,
first of all,
find,
congratulations on selling out the Beacon. That's a beautiful...
Oh, we're very
beautiful. Beautiful thing you did. So, and you're
whoop de whoop.
Your family. No, whoop de whoop. That's a big thing, Joe.
Yeah, it's great. Fantastic.
It's fucking
he's hot and so.
Joe called you a hack.
Look at me and Joe. We discussed it. Our fans are what are they? What do we call our fans?
It's touching.
Sweet.
We have touching fans. They're very nice. They show up with a T-shirt. All 30 of them.
We want a gang.
Yeah. What do we do? Tell us.
I think what you need to do is do what I did. You need to find a video guy that has autism.
We just
and
said.
Just wants to sit downstairs in a basement and bash his head off a wall and make edits. That's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got to get.
You need someone on your staff with special needs. That's like a Rain Man. That's homeless Pimp.
See, Suarez is like is
no not that type of special needs.
Oh.
Suarez is too hungry, literally.
So.
Now, Chris, what about this trans fella you got there, trans lady?
Yeah.
That helps. Who's that? That's your cousin?
Wait. Oh, the trans. That's, no, that's Jasmine. That's my girlfriend's godfather.
Oh, okay. Because that seems like that helps. And you got Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon. That's like, helpful.
That's big.
Tim Dillon's big.
It's you, Jazz. What's it? Jasmine? Is that her name?
Jasmine. Yep.
Jasmine, yeah. Tim Dillon, and you. It's all three levels of queer.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Me being the gayest.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I have more pictures. I have more sexting between me and Chris than any woman I've ever known.
Oh, I got a lot of photos of Chris's dick.
Do you know that Joe used to send me a picture of your dick and say it was his dick?
Yeah, that was a nice shot. It wasn't even my dick.
Chris has got a big dick. He's got a nice cut.
Does?
Chris, what do you think? What is your biggest flaw? Because I look at you. You're the handsomest guy. You got a nice cut. You can play hoop. Yeah. You're hilarious. You're like the funniest guy I know, legitimately.
What?
Val DiPaolo, I guess.
What?
But then, what's wrong with you? What's wrong?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Anxiety.
What's wrong with me? Well, you know, I mean, like the same things as everybody, you know, depression, anxiety. I mean, you know, stuff like that. I mean, what's wrong with, I all these things that you say about me, which I appreciate, I don't see them. So I have body dysmorphia. I don't think I'm anything in life, career, cripple, you know, horrible depression. Think I'm a loser.
Still?
100% still.
Wow, yeah, dude, that takes such a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, I think I'm a hack. All that stuff.
Well, that, I mean, that one's true. But listen, the other stuff, you're really, I mean, you're a good-looking guy.
Well, dude, I mean, you have to see, oh, now I have that body, like, you know, because I got two little kids. I moved out to the suburbs a little bit. I just felt like I have, like, disgusting, like my tits look like they're melting now. I'm really going to start to fall apart.
You send me a picture of them?
It'd be nice to see.
That's so funny that I should have all that stuff and I don't.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, you got to go autistic. That's the key.
Right, got to go autistic.
So we got to find an autistic.
Yeah,
let's do a contest.
Find an autistic videographer, a video editor guy, right?
Let's do a contest.
Find a video. Find an autistic video. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Ready? Find an autistic videographer.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
Transsexual.
Yeah.
And then blow up your history podcast.
All right.
So what I do? All right. This is what I do. I gotta get the trans lady.
I can do that.
I get the video guy with autism, and then I fucking just stop doing YKWD.
Oh. Yeah, just stop doing it.
Okay.
Just stop doing. And I'm coming back. I'm restarting History Hiatus. Me and Giannis are coming back. Fuck it.
Really?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Fuck it. Yeah, do it. That would be epic. If you guys did that, that'd be fantastic.
Chris, I love that you feel like such a loser.
Jerry sitting down with Marisa, it would explode.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
I love that he feels like such a loser and a failure.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh yeah, it's not better over there. You still feel like
No, stop. Wait.
Everywhere you go there you are.
Justin. Yes, he does. He's saying he feels like that, but he also he's killing it and making a lot of money.
100%.
Yeah, he feels fantastic inside too. It's
not kidding. I'm not in a Maserati.
But believe me, when he looks at his bank account, he's like, "Thank you, God." That check from the Beacon. Why don't you have fucking Justin open for you at the who open for you?
I asked you, Chris.
Oh, did you ask me?
No. Oh no, it was Boston. I could do it again.
Can I get back to you?
Hey.
No. It wasn't the beginning. It was Boston, I think.
Dad, blow us off. You're doing great. Whatever you're doing
I'm kidding.
I
had Sergio Chacon and James Mad Dog Madden open for me.
That's nice.
I know.
Yeah, they come with me all on the road a lot.
Oh, that's good for you. All right, good for you.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, whatever.
I'm available the weekend after next.
I mean, dude, I'm doing my special at New York Comedy Club. Like, you know what I mean?
Why?
Why didn't you just do it at the Beacon?
Why didn't you just tape it at the nicest theater in New York?
I saw Eddie Vedder where you played the night before.
I know. When in the green room, they still had the sheet up from his show. They didn't even bother putting my sheet up. It was still all the Eddie Vedder set times.
Do you know how fucked up? Me and Mike Calta went there, and I left halfway through because I couldn't fit in the seat. Me and Mike. I'm too fat to see a concert.
You couldn't fit.
Yeah, but you look good fat. I don't want to see you skinny.
Dude, you're out of your mind. I got to get back one more time.
What an ingratiating.
You're
going to
come back one more? Okay.
I'm going to come back one more. Not fully, but one more. And then I'm going to get I'm going to get an autistic guy, a trans person.
Trans person.
And there you go. And I'm good to go.
All right, good, dude.
Was there something else?
I want to come into the studio. I haven't been in your studio since before the pandemic.
Well, listen, you come in whenever you want, all right?
All right, Bubba's.
All right. I'll have Nicole reach out to you, and then you can blow her off, all right?
What about Gabby?
There is no Gabby, just Nicole.
Where'd she go?
New Nikki. Gabby's gone.
Oh, my new Nikki.
Yeah, new Nikki's here now. So
okay.
I'll tell her to get in touch with you. You can blow her off, all right?
All right. I'm sorry I wasn't funnier, and I'm an asshole.
Oh, my God. I love it. He's just fucking, he's out of his mind. It. You're fantastic.
No, very helpful.
Chris, how funny would it be if we did this, and it did blow us up, and we were fucking huge?
Oh, good. It'd be amazing. Dude. I would feel happy about it. I would listen to it as I'm swinging from a rope from my children's ceiling fan.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye, Chris.
All right, later.
He's the best.
That's fine.
But here's the thing is. So you go on the road, right? This is what helped me.
Yes.
Sam helped me with.
I got
you go on the road. Yes. I go on the road.
No.
You murder, and a lot of it's riffing and whatever because you want to save the material for the special.
Yeah.
So in the old, you and I are old school. We started in fucking 1987. We're right. Old souls.
Yeah.
So my thing has always been: I go on the road and kill. You come see me. I put on a show, and then you leave.
Yeah.
But you're leaving value
because
if you get some footage of it, some clips of you riffing, whatever, you post it, people go, oh shit, I want to see
that.
So you get the check there that you made there,
mm-hmm.
You make those people happy, and you take a little something from there.
I try to tape all the time on the road because it's all those little moments in clubs, things that happen like that aren't planned, they're sometimes the funniest things that happen.
Yeah, right.
There's no denying it just happened to happen in that moment. Yeah. You're reacting from that person. It's like,
did you get a surgery that keeps your bottom lip wet all the time?
Is it wet?
I don't know. It's just so moist looking. Sorry, go ahead.
I've kissed you 4 times
right,
on
relax,
the show already.
Relax. No more kissing.
But like some of those, there's like little bits of gold there, and there's no one's ever going to see those little moments again. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, you show up, and people go, hey, I got to see this guy.
Joe is an editor, but he fucking, him and his dumb wife have this cheese show that takes up 70% of his time.
Cheese?
I would travel with this idiot, take him everywhere with me, and make
cheese.
Him my opener if he would film and edit shit and make me and him famous, more me.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to fucking do it. He wants to go home and have cheese and fucking do stuff together and give 6 rats. I don't know.
Yeah, cheese stinks. But
Joe?
He's autistic. Dude, yeah,
this guy. Yeah,
you're definitely autistic, Joe.
Just a little bit.
You're fucking nuts. Why don't you be my guy?
Are you on the specs?
I don't know.
Hmm.
What do you guys think,
Joe? Why don't you be my guy? We'll take 6 months. You come with me.
Okay.
Videotape the everything.
Okay.
Make videos all the time.
Yeah.
I'll pay you money to open for me, and I'll pay you
very little money.
Yeah. I'll pay you. I have to something.
In a studio with four other people here?
Oh, I ripped one earlier, and it picked up on the mic, but no one noticed.
And
it.
You'll be my guy. Will you be my guy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a guy. I got an autistic fucking guy.
Now we got to find a transgender.
I got one.
Now we
got
to get a transgender.
I got
Billy
one.
Billy J.
I can
hang
transition.
On.
You calling Chris till you got one?
I got one. This is going to be great if I can pull this off, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this would be great.
Is it Billy J? She's nice.
We're going to get a transgender now?
Hang on.
Oh. What are we doing?
Hang on.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. Wow. Come on. Please, God, make this happen.
God.
Please, let
God.
Me become.
Come on, God.
I don't.
Joe, pray to God.
Come on.
I don't really.
Make it up.
Call me. Pick up.
God, answer the phone.
Pick up.
She's not answering.
Okay.
Damn.
Who was it?
Jay McBride?
No, Jay McBride's a comedian. Yeah, well, I can't have her be my
transgender.
My transgender, can I?
I don't know. It's funny. Then you'd have, this is what you'd have over everybody else. I don't know. Chris is
she could open for me.
You'd have a funny transgender.
Well, I have
a funny autistic.
I have
guy.
Two people on the show. The autistic guy's on the show. She's hilarious, transgender. I have her on the show.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. We travel together. We become famous.
Right.
But she'll become more famous than me.
Is transgender right or is it trans person? How do you
trans
know
person?
Transgendered person.
I don't know.
That's a lot of
stuff. I think it's trans person.
I wish
transgender
we had,
might
we had a
be
machine
bad,
in the palm of our hands that would tell us the
I think it's trans person.
Why don't we Google?
Maybe it is.
Should I? Yeah. Well, I got my autistic guy.
Yeah. That's in the back.
But you got to film it. You got to film stuff. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'll film it.
Yeah? And you'll edit?
Yeah.
All right. I'm in.
Joe, why don't you tape on the road? You just whatever.
That's what I'm doing. I'm starting to do. That's what I'm saying.
Every city
you're
in, you just go on Facebook for like filming TV in that city. Hey, does
you
anybody
get a guy.
Shoot this
yeah.
thing?
You get a guy. And I had one recently. I didn't video, but the audio was so good, so hot and fun.
And then
I had a guy animate it.
And then
it's
you send those to Sirius.
Cool.
How many people hit it?
I haven't posted it. I haven't put it up yet.
So do you have a video guy with autism?
We have a video guy for our podcast, kind of. He helps a little bit, but he's not coming on the road with me. But some of these people have local people.
So you have to take the guy with you, though.
Yeah. No, you have local people that will message you.
Yeah, all the time.
Local, they go, hey, you're coming to Tampa. I have a camera. I'll shove it up your ass.
You just put a swipe up. I mean, they don't have swipers now. Say, hey, filming TV guys, anybody want to shoot, give you free tickets.
But get a resume. Get some recommendations. Or you talk to Sam and Mark because they have them in every fucking town now.
All right.
That's the game now.
They have guys in every town?
Yes, I'm telling you.
I'm using their guy in Rhode Island this weekend.
Who's
Chuck.
Their guy in Rhode Island?
Oh, yeah, that's our guy. That's our podcast
yeah, they said,
guy.
Who's
Chuck
that guy?
Yeah.
That's Chuck. Chuck, yeah. He's our producer.
Is he good? Wait, let me get a record.
Very good.
There
Great
we go.
Guy.
See, is he autistic?
Well, how come Chuck hasn't hit me up when I go there?
He got to hit Chuck up, baby.
He works for Kevin Smith. He's Kevin Smith's guy and Two Things with Stories guy.
Right. I'm excited.
He's good.
I'm excited to work.
Yeah, he's funny. He's got a big laugh.
Wasn't there a third thing I needed?
A transgender.
Yeah.
Autistic.
Yeah.
Or something else.
What's the third thing?
What was the third thing?
Shit.
Oh, the Giannis, the history hyenas.
Oh, something that failed.
Quit my podcast.
Something failed. Like, I don't know. Everything you've done.
Whoa. Whoa.
I didn't think that was out of
too far.
It was too far.
Too far.
It hurt.
You've done things that have been successful, like my film that I wrote and produced and directed.
I can't see.
Shadow directed.
Shadow directed.
Yeah,
what is that?
The guy behind the guy.
Dude, you made me so self-conscious about the lips things. Now I have not stopped licking them now.
Oh, well, they're wet.
Really,
why are you smoking?
I'm vape, but you know what? I'm quitting. Let me tell you something. Because in Rhode Island they don't have these.
Yeah.
I'm quitting in Rhode Island because I know there's 4 days I can't have them. Putting the patch on, boom.
It's like 15 minutes to every border.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to do it. It's the deli. It's the fact that it's at the deli. So I'm going to quit. Watch next time.
Let me tell you something.
No, I made a plan for 2 months already. I'm like, I know I'm doing it in Rhode Island.
Right.
I have to benchmark and like plan certain things I'm going to change in my life.
You know what we should do is just make fake clips on the podcast. Like right now.
All right. What do you want?
I'll say that you guys just lose it.
All right. All right. What are you going to say?
Let's do like an argument.
I'm say like, I'm her asshole fell out of her purse. And then you guys go like, oh, my God. Right, then you say something.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
I swear to God, I'm on the roller coaster. As I'm going down, her asshole falls out of her purse. True story. True story. God, I'm telling you. Subscribe.
Oh my God. Awesome.
You're the best, Joe.
I know. Thank you. Real.
Oh, I've never heard anything like
that. And you're so fit.
Go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly if you want more of this.
This happens all the time here.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with a jar of milk and a bra on my head.
That reminds me of the time I woke up, I only had one sock on, and I slipped on my ass.
One time I was walking my dog, and I slipped in his shit like that.
That's
not
enough socks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
This business.
Tune in next week. You don't want to miss the next YKWD. And check out Tuesdays with Stories. And check out Justin Silva's podcast. What's it called?
Now I have the language of dogs now.
Oh, shit.
Language dogs. Mm-hmm. Roof. A language of dogs.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Anyways.
That was fun. I think that was a good clip.
Do you really think it's something? Do you really think? Let me ask you a question. Do you really think it's something as easy as that, where you just follow what this person did, and then if you do that, it will happen? Or do you think you have to create your own thing?
Well, you have to do. You have to be talented and good. But the system, the old system was whatever. Get on HBO. Get an HBO special.
Right.
But now it's you have it on the internet and it goes viral.
It's true. Everybody's got a certain level. You have to have a certain level of talent to be at the fucking poker table with a hand. And then it's just, and then it's laws of averages and randomness. But the hand that you have to be holding is like, people are looking at this. This is, dude, what makes me nuts is when you have like, when people are like comedians of Instagram, comedians of TikTok, and they're not stand-ups. They just do like stupid little 1 minute things in their house that aren't really that funny. And but then they'll sell clubs out. That's where you're just like, that gets annoying. But when it's like a talented comic, I watch all my friends' bits. I watch your shit. I watch all my buddies' bits. And I'm like, these are legit funny bits. And it's cool that it's like, it's a bite-sized minute.
You've
I think that's kind
of
cool.
Any of my stuff.
I just pointed at you and I said, I like your bits.
But I also
just pointed
by the way,
at you.
It is important to say these guys are all very talented.
Yeah.
They're just showing, but, that's the way but, to show
but,
the talent.
But Sam.
Yeah, this is.
You know, the only one that really likes everything that I do is Mark Norman.
Well, that's his thing.
What do you mean?
He likes everybody's.
He's a climber. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying he's a climber. He likes everybody's posts. He's done that for years.
Why
he goes through and likes the whole feed.
Why?
Does he watch it?
I can't get in the side of
is
that,
that a
fella's
thing?
Head.
Does he
that's
watch
the thing
it?
He does.
Or just go like.
He scans through and hits like.
So he doesn't even look. It's
but it notifies everyone going, of him. Yeah, everybody's getting notified about
it. He's going
Mark
like this. He's
day.
Like, hey, I'm applauding for my
so
friend.
But is that a thing? I'm asking, should I do that too?
I don't think that's just his thing. I don't know.
You fuck.
I don't think
weirdo.
That's how you
should
make
I become
it.
Autistic?
Dude, they're so innocent. Should I do that too?
No, that's just like a, I think that's just a whatever.
It would be
the posting is the thing.
He's doing that to just give his friend a little fucking hey, you're here, I'm here.
It would make me laugh so hard if we did do this little thing and we just blew up. And in like 6 months, we're at the Beacon. I'm there selling out. We're all three of us just selling out the Beacon.
Like I do the 7, you do the 10, you're in the midnight.
Oh my God.
It is. It's like New York Comedy Club over there.
I mean, I was there with Eddie Vedder and I was impressed.
With?
Some. To see him.
Okay. Bobby opened up.
And I was impressed that these guys are playing that club. And, I mean, I sold out the Beacon 2 years ago with Creeps with Kids.
Real?
But it was the four of us. You
how many
I mean?
What's the Beacon? Like 2,500?
The Beacon best. Is...
It's the best place to see music, by the way.
That's my kid. Should I answer it? Yeah?
Yeah. You love him.
I do love him. Hi, buddy. I'm on the radio right now. What's up?
I get 100 on my test.
What?
I got 100.
Bobby!
Make it like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby, I am so proud of you. Man, listen, I can't tell you how much you made my day, kid. I love you so much. I can't wait to give you a hug.
I'm
going to
start crying.
How proud are you, dude? How excited are you?
Excited.
I mean, you don't sound it.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're tired? Well, listen, buddy. I love you so much. I'm telling you, I'm gonna get you such a cool present. I'm gonna get you. What do you want? Tell me what you want. You got it.
No, don't say that. iPhone.
Horse.
An iPhone?
Get a horse.
You can't get an iPhone. But listen, the thing is that
pony, zebra,
lap band surgery,
stop
giraffe.
Stop it. All right, listen. I love you so much, kid.
Nike ones.
I'm so proud of you. I'll see you tonight when I get home. All right. I'm flying home after my spot. I'll see you before you go to bed, all right? You're the best. Say congratulations to Max.
Hey, congrats, Max.
Congratulations, Max. Congratulations, Max. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's for a horse.
What kind of test was it?
It was a math test. Bye,
math
buddy.
Math test. Wow.
So awesome. Multiplication.
Whoa.
I'll see you later, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, say goodbye. Bye. Don't be like your grandmother.
Bye, guys.
See you, buddy.
Say goodbye to your father. Forget about the guys.
Bye, Dad.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
He was stressing.
All right, we got to cut that out of the pot. That was.
I mean, dude, he was. Listen, he was stressing out about his math test so bad. He had so much anxiety about it.
Did you tell him it's not going to be important in real life?
I did.
Yeah.
I did do that.
Seriously.
I didn't say it like that, but I let him know that.
There's calculators.
He's going to be fine. That, you know, this isn't. Whatever happens on the test is fine. And, whatever you get, you're going to be good. We're going to get better at it and better at it. This is school. This is not, the rest of your life, you're good. But I'm just, dude, for him to get he went from a 60 last time. He was bummed out.
I was going
to
say that's pretty good.
He was bummed out. He was so sad. He fucking just laughed at my kid getting a 60.
Wow.
But for him to get a 100.
What did James get?
What?
James Gomez.
James, I don't know.
They don't go to the same school.
They don't go to the same school. James goes to a fucking huge, smart school.
Really?
Yeah, he goes to a school in the city. You have to get chosen or some shit. James is smart.
Okay.
James is no joke. And he wipes the floor with Max They both do jujitsu.
Beat your kid
up. But Max started like a year later.
I do jujitsu also.
And we know. And he wipes the floor with Max. It's fucking like, because Max is bigger than him, but he's silently just rips his arm off.
Yeah.
Like looks at his father like, Dad, should I stop? And Lewis is like, yeah, don't do it. So yeah. Anyways, I'm very proud of him. That's great.
That's great.
It is great, dude. Yeah. This fucking makes me happy. Anyways, how do we make it?
I don't know. You take phone calls with your son in the middle of a podcast.
That's gonna do it.
Yeah, dude. I fucking asked you. Didn't you said yeah?
I didn't say yeah. He said yeah.
Oh well,
he said yeah. You love your son. I said.
Well, we can edit. We have an autistic guy.
Not editing my son out of my podcast.
We have an autistic guy.
Listen, this is the problem with you guys. You're gonna find out. You're gonna find out someday, and this is serious. You're gonna be bummed that you didn't fucking have a kid.
I'm probably
maybe
gonna,
we weren't
listen,
able
listen,
to.
Listen,
you're gonna be.
I'm maybe probably we going to have a kid. The next fucking chick I date is gonna be the one that I lock down. I'm probably gonna knock her up.
Well, you
I
feel fucking,
I'm
you
going to.
You better.
I'm going to. I'm dating
right?
with a purpose. 100%.
Stop fucking fooling around with this dog shit and teach a kid something.
Yeah, that's true. The dog.
Get rid of the bitch and get a bitch.
Yeah.
Edit it.
No. We keep
Real.
That in.
The
that's
truth.
What I meant. Cut it for my thing.
Yes. Oh, for the thing.
Yeah, that's
Flip
for his
it.
Thing. That's big.
Wait, we got to learn the
By
vernacular.
The way, the compilation from the live, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
Killed. I got 75,000 views on that thing.
The compilation.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's Great. What you got to do. Look at those guys. They put out a YouTube video every day.
No, every day.
I'm telling you.
You know what we should do? We should do the regs.
Yes. Cut the it regs. All up.
Yeah. That's just right. Yeah, stuff. What are you going to do? Brandy. Right now, we
you know
just our fan base is, what did you call them again?
Endearing. Touching.
We have a very sweet. Touching fan base.
Yeah, there's like 11 of them. It's nice. What's that word? Is that you?
What?
What's that noise? I heard crinkling.
It was my neck.
Shut the fuck up.
What, do you got candy over there?
No, oh, it's my neck.
No, what's in your pocket?
I got a little mints.
Yeah, can I have one? Oh.
Yeah, if you want one.
To keep my lips moist.
Yeah, have a mint.
Whoa, that looks like cigarette gum or something.
No, they stick to your teeth. Look, like this. So when you talk on stage, you do stand-up, they don't flip out. You put them up. You put the brown side up on the back of your tooth. Don't chew it.
Wait, what?
You put the brown part on the back of your teeth like that, and it sticks to your teeth so you can talk and do stand-up.
They're made for this?
Yeah, that's what it's for.
These are performance mints.
I mean, I don't know if they're fucking named performance mints.
Performance.
Is it that they're shaped like this?
Performance.
Wow. Now we got a sponsor.
Another
reel.
Market. Yeah, they're for, they're good. They keep your mouth moist while you're talking.
Let me ask you this. You ever hear of this?
Yeah.
I got a friend. I won't say his name.
Yeah.
He'll remain anonymous.
Go ahead.
But he is single guy.
Yep.
Went out on a date. First of all, the things, again, we're old men.
Swiping.
The swipe shit.
Swipe shit is
You know
is
how
disgusting.
Well we would have done? We would have dominated.
Dude, but here's the thing. We didn't, and we did great.
You're doing great,
Joe. We had to listen to Hopes and Dreams and take him to the French Roast and take walks, and we still did better. I did better than the fucking dudes with the swipe app.
All right, so anyways, this kid, he's just like a whatever nerd goof.
Yeah.
And he gets...
Not an athletic sex god like you. Go
exactly.
On.
He gets...
He's not talking about Ronan.
He gets blown recently.
Oof.
The woman
it wasn't
uses
Ronan.
Lube.
On his penis?
She lubes up his dick.
Ugh.
And then sucks his D, S's his D.
She have addiction to the lube?
I never heard of that.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
I
I'm
looked it up.
That.
I Googled it. And there's a lot of articles like what your blowjob is missing. This is what you got to do. So this is, and they have flavored lube. So how do you feel? What does everyone feel? Thoughts?
I do that.
You blow guys with lube?
No, it's fucking.
Shut up. We liked it. Let us enjoy our drink.
And that's what you said.
You fucking cock-blocking our laughs.
I'm sorry.
And that is what
I
you
mean,
said.
Take the fun away.
Stop being too cool.
No, I like when that's done to me like that. I like it. I like.
But you
fucking
said I do that.
No,
did he not? Play he it back.
Say which side of the story I was
here's
on.
Here's your fucking video right there.
Oh, wait,
you
here's another
dick.
One. Hey, and then I'm not gay, but he thought I was. You're not going to join in? We're doing another.
Oh, I didn't realize.
It was funny that we
did.
I know, but it was funny that we didn't.
Yeah. So you like it.
So
you
that's
like the lube.
The
so do you lube your dick before she sucks your dick? And if so,
I don't
does
do
she
it.
Go, what the hell
I
is
don't
this?
Do it, but I want it like lubed up. And if like, and if you use that.
What is it, flavored?
This one's not. You know the Uber lube that they gave us at Skankfest that one year, which is like the best lube
I
ever?
Never, I use Lift Lube.
I would it's never the, put anything on my penis I got at Skankfest.
They gave us that. They had
I
Uber
didn't
lube.
Use the Perel.
They had.
My fucking stuff I put on my dick. Get out of here.
They gave us this Uber lube, and I've loved it ever since. It's like, you know, it's water-based, so it's like, first of all, the best shit to drink off
with. You get
off
discounts
with,
on then, rides?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's water based, but it's like, you know, if you like a sort of sloppy, real wet sex blowjob or sex, it's like, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. I like it, lubey.
Lube blowjob ever?
I never done that, and I never would do that. I like an old fashioned dick licking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like a.
Yeah. I like all that too. I like spit and all that stuff too, yes. But I want it really wet.
I don't like I don't masturbate with lube.
Dry?
Dude, let me.
How?
I'm going to tell you if you stop fucking interrupting me.
Sorry.
I like just using my hand, and I just do that because when you put the lube on it, mm-hmm. then it's a mess. Yeah. And you got to go shower. And you got to go wash it.
Why can't you just use like a baby wipe?
Yeah, you just wipe it off with the towel.
What do you mean? Oh,
I never thought
of
that.
It's such a mess.
Maybe I'll try that.
How much more messy is it than what's coming out?
Plus, I don't want lube. If I have lube in my kids, what's this, Dad? Oh, it's jerk off juice. I don't want to.
Well, you're going to tell him soon. He's almost at that age. You're going
to
have to say lube.
No, he's not. He's 8.
Well, in a couple of years.
Yeah, 19.
9, 10, 11, 12.
No, but
19. You don't think he's going to jerk off before he's 19?
You got to be.
That's the rule of my house.
Sex positive, bro.
I'm sex positive.
You got to be like pinky.
He had a boner for the first time.
Whoa.
And
call him back.
He asked me, can I have this? Can I have a fucking conversation without you?
Sorry, yes. All right, so your son had a boner. I'm listening.
All right, I can't. This is just too much now.
What? No, I can be serious.
No, I can't even put this on a clip because it's like you just saying, your son has a boner. Let's go.
He'll put it on a clip.
And then it's him licking his bottom lip. It's just a disgusting clip.
It really is gross.
All right, let's be serious.
I'm saying that it was a weird conversation to have because I had to go, look, man, what happens is his blood.
Well, you know what? You got
blood goes to your penis.
Yes.
And, you know, and it becomes full, engorged. And it will go down in a couple minutes because he was trying to pee and it was just sticking straight out. And
he was nervous?
No, you wake up with a boner.
Okay, but it'll go down in a few minutes. You sound like you were trying to console him or something.
Well, he just didn't understand it. It's like I was like, dude, I heard him peeing and hitting not the water. I'm like, Max, the water. He's like, I can't. I'm like, why? He goes, it's sticking straight up.
So he's just pissing all over
the
walls?
And I walked in, and I'm like, he goes, why is it doing this? And I was like, and I explained to him, and I was like, just wait a second. And I go, if this happens, you just pee in the tub.
Bobby took his shirt off to get it down.
I do that all the time, by the way.
That's just mean.
That's funny.
Well, you're saying my kid doesn't like fat guys.
Well, it wasn't a fat joke. It was a shirtless dad joke. No. If you were thin, it would have worked, too.
Got to give him a little leeway.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it wasn't a fat joke. It was if your dad takes his shirt off, you got to lose your boner. Yeah. I mean,
hopefully.
Even just, do you have a dad? I assume he's in shape.
He wasn't. My dad was in the worst shape. He died at like 72 because he was in such great shape.
Jesus. Well, your parents are old.
My dad was like a mess. My mom's not. My mom's only like 24 years older than me. Yeah. My mom's not old.
Wow.
Anyways, back to you two idiots having kids.
I'm going to.
You're never going to, and I don't know why. Because you would be a fantastic dad.
You'd be a great dad.
Well, I'm a good uncle.
No,
you don't want. You have a wife, so she doesn't want kids.
You don't like kids.
I love kids. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
That's Can ridiculous. I ask you a question?
Max told me you whispered that in his ear one day.
No, I love. Did you like most kids? Not Max, but I love kids. I mean, like I have a kid named after me. I'm flying to Seattle this week.
You're going back
I fly
there
to
again?
Seattle? Yes, because I love children.
Joe,
you love a children, child. You don't.
No,
love
that's
children.
Two, and then I have my other niece.
You're too
and nephew.
Selfish.
I was a camp counselor for years.
Who's named after you?
Joe.
And I get that part. Who is it?
He's my buddy's kid.
I think they just picked the name Joe. It's pretty common.
Yeah, that's what it was. This guy trying to dismiss my
Did
my
you like
childhood.
Kids before you had a kid?
I've always liked kids. I'm a good with kids. Yeah, I've always been cool with kids. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a good person.
Did you like the thing? Like when I'm walking down the street, like I love all my nieces and nephews. I got a ton of them. Yeah. When I see people dealing with their kids in the morning, did that never made you like? Ugh, I just don't want to deal with that. Like
the only thing, a pain in the ass. The only thing I didn't want. The only reason why I didn't want a kid is because I had just found, you know, me and my chick kind of. Got our shit together, and we were traveling and vacationing. Right. And so me and Dawn, and I had my apartment in the city that I owned, a duplex on 47th between 9th and 10th. So it was like,
I would
come home from spots, and she would be up smoking at the table.
Yeah.
And then I'd smoke, we'd play cards, we'd go to the diner, we'd wake up at like, you know, 12 in the afternoon.
Hey, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, we had a we were having fun. We go on vacation, and then something I don't know what happened. I said to her one day, I go, "Do you want a kid?" And she goes, "I think I do." And then we were like, "All right, let's try." And for a year and a half, we tried unsuccessfully. I mean, it was almost to the point where we're like, we're not having them. And then we had little Max.
You had him at 43, right?
42.
How old was she?
Are you glad you waited?
She was 38, I think.
Are you glad you waited?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that. I mean,
doesn't matter. You're fucking loving it now.
I don't know. I mean, look, if I had him when he was younger, he'd be, I don't know.
Really,
no,
Joe?
I'm glad I had him now. I'm glad I had him now because I
really like that audible.
I'm mad that you didn't get
farts in a room like this.
That picked up, right? You can hear
picked
that.
Picked up.
Yeah, very
well. The algorithm is we're going to get kicked off YouTube now.
Get some of that.
Let me smell the brand.
Come on, take a piece of that.
Oh, he's got fitness guy farts now.
I bet he does.
He does. It smells like whey.
He should have he should have cursive J the other day and sent it to me while I was having dinner.
Oh, did you?
Massive.
It was terrible.
It was wild.
It was
really
beautiful. It broke in half and formed a J.
I do that with my friends. If I have like a really nice one, I'm like, look, I filled the bowl.
Do you think there's guys, do you think like rich, like do you think Elon Musk or, you know, Donald Trump.
They
or
do that stuff?
The president shit and shit letters and send them to the
Trump, yes.
They all
he
do.
He feels like that
Trump
kind
does.
Of guy.
They all do.
Yeah.
They all do.
Biden, I don't think shits anymore.
You think he shit an AOC over time and sent it to her?
I think maybe. That was an old Pat Dixon had a joke like that.
What is it?
He shit a cursive J, and he said, well, I had to maneuver. It didn't come out that way. I had to maneuver it a little bit. And he said he took a photo. He goes, I had to take a photo just in case my next few shits were like an E-S-U-S, and nobody would believe me if there was no J. Very funny guy.
It is funny.
Yeah. He's a great comic.
But is it a clip?
We should do this. I got an idea.
Go ahead.
We come on this show. We do other comedians' jokes. We laugh at it. We put that up on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, blow that comic up.
No, we blow us up, but using their jokes so we can save our jokes.
What's a Chris D joke? Let's do it like a... Let's
Christopher! Get rid of her.
Chris...
Remember that one? That was his big bit. That was a spit take from Bob. These cans are too... they're like squeezing my eye tits out.
So take one off like this. Just do that. Or take them off.
Look like a goof.
You don't need to wear them. Take them off.
Just great.
Take them off, dude.
God,
you don't
my
need to
ears
wear them.
Hurt.
You don't need to wear them. We're not.
This is much better. I really like this.
Oh, great.
It was a joke because I got the audio wrong.
Well, guys, listen. This has been a fantastic show.
Yeah, wait. Let's make it more. But when you say it, like, this has been a fantastic show. Like, make it so for the clip.
All right, go ahead.
No, you do it. This has been a fantastic show.
Well, this you're the host.
We're doing a clip.
You want me to do it?
We're doing a clip.
Maybe we
guys,
do a laugh die down. We'll do a die down laugh. We'll start with the laugh.
Oh, guys.
Man.
All right. Well, listen, man. If you didn't enjoy this one, I don't know what to tell you because this was a fantastic show,
yeah.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Got to do it again.
So many laughs.
Fire.
Got to do it again.
I can't believe we all got divorced.
Oh, jeez. All right.
All right, guys.
Scallywag!
Joe just put water on his finger.
Oh, I have audition after this. I can't do it.
Pussy.
Oh, fucking loser.
Anyways, I got water in my eye.
Oh, my cans.
Fucked up. All right, listen.
But it was worth it. We'll do anything for the audience here and for the camera.
We got Justin Silver. Where can people find you, kid?
I will be. You can go to my social media. It's at I am Justin Silver. It's IamJustinSilver.com. You broke it?
Oh, Bomb Dana.
I'll be at Comedy Connection in Rhode Island this weekend. It's the 11th, 12th. We're taking off the 13th because it's like obviously Super Bowl Sunday. And then I'm staying and doing the Monday. So it's five shows, 11th to the 14th. That's such a fun club. I love it.
It's a great club. Those guys are awesome, too.
They're so
with
awesome.
Titty bars.
Yeah.
So awesome. You know what I started doing? We're doing Funny for Fido as a tour, which I hope you'll come and do it. We're going to be recording it, but I brought the language of dogs back because so many people ask like dog questions. So it's like we do it like with a three camera shoot. So when they ask questions on Patreon, I'll demonstrate and show the answers to all those things.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's a fun
one. That's awesome. Joe, you?
I got a bunch of dates coming up. They're on my website, comedianjoelist.com. I got Tampa, Buffalo, Boston.
Ooh, that Tampa improv.
Tacoma. No, Side Splitters.
Side Splitters. Fuck, no, Side Splitters.
Yeah.
Tampa.
And Austin, San Francisco for the first. It never works. San Francisco.
What
Atlanta
club?
In June. I'm doing the Punchline in San Francisco.
Oh, that's like my favorite. Molly's awesome.
Yeah, I had a date back in COVID with blah, blah, blah. And then it's Vancouver. Awesome. I'm making up a Vancouver date. I got a ton of dates. So Comedian Joe List. And follow me on Instagram. And I got a special, for God's sake, subscribe to my YouTube.
What
is get those numbers up.
Joe List?
I guess Joe List.
Dude,
I don't
gotta
know
get, you got to get your camera
gotta get
guy.
The numbers.
I know. I got to get the
That's
what,
fine.
The
don't
retard.
Even look at that autistic guy.
Autistic, I mean.
Don't
and
look
it,
at
and,
it.
And say, cool. If anyone's autistic or transgendered
yeah,
person.
We need you.
Joe.
Yeah.
We all need you.
I'll suck a fucking trans dick.
With lube or no?
Probably no lube the first. Okay. You can't lube first
okay.
Page, you know.
Okay.
I've never given one. So.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to go with. Anyways. all right. Well, listen, this has been a great show. Don't go anywhere because we are going to read my dates, but we're also going to want to stick around. We're going to be reading some questions that you guys have in the patreon.com/Robert Kelly, the Patreon overtime on YKWD. You guys sent some questions in. We're going to be talking about Joe Rogan and Jimmy Carr. The cancel thing for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, not too much. You're fine. Don't worry about it. We won't fucking get you canceled, Joe. And I'm gonna be at Saratoga this week, Lansing, Michigan, for two shows. Holland, Michigan, and then Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then Chicago. I got a 4-day run out there in the cold. What is that called? The Midwest.
The Midwest.
It's the Midwest.
Midwest, baby. I love it out there. So come and see me. Monday night, I have a... it's sold out, I think, on Monday night. I can't... Yeah, 14th. And then I'm Poughkeepsie. I got that makeup date. Then I'm in Tampa. When am I in fucking... the cruise. There you go. Count the cruise. Grand Rapids with Big J, Ari, and Detroit with them. We just added another show on Thursday.
That's going to be fun.
So check that out. Niagara Falls, Robert Kelly and friends.
We're already talking Rogan.
I got... what's that?
I said we're already talking Rogan. You said Niagara.
Oh, Niagara Niagara Falls, the bear den. I'm going to be up there with Rich Voss. I don't even know if we're friends anymore. And Luis Gomez. So check that out and go to comicwearables.com. Code word Ladybug. Get your YKWD gear. She'd click on that right now, and you'll see all the gear is up here. We got hats. We got Papa King, the Papa King shirt, the Papa King hoodie. We got YKWD Skankfest hats, beanies, shirts, the Not You. We got the Kells Bells, all Pancake Sunday. Look at all the merch. We got the Sister Ping shirt is up there. And, of course, the Robert Kelly spaghetti shirt is up there. Everything is 20% off for you if you use code word Ladybugs. Make sure you go up there and go to our shows. Make sure you tell them you heard them on YKWD and you came to the show because of it. Let them know that you're listening. And if you... And if you have autism, hit me up because I can use another one. What else we got? That's it, right?
No, you just need a transgender and then we're good.
All right. Yeah, dude. All right. Here we go. We're on the other thing. All right. How do I do this now? You guys ready for this?
Yeah. What are we doing?
You ready?
Can I pee real quick?
Yeah, please go pee. I'm going to read this ad real quick while you pee. Hey, guys. I do have sponsors. I hope you know that. And I want to thank my new business tier sponsor, Gunter Law Group, okay? If we've learned anything over the past 2 years, it's you got to be prepared, not just in terms of food, water, toilet paper, and video games, but also in terms of getting your legal house in order before it's too late. Look, even if you don't have Rogan money, we'll let your loved ones know how to distribute your estate after you pass away. This stuff's important. I'm 51. I think about this all the time. God forbid, you never know when a lightning bolt, a bus, are you going to grab your chest. Look, regardless of your size of estate, at the very least, you should consider a will. Get a will. A medical power of attorney, a DNR. Okay? So that the loved ones don't have to go through crazy emotional stress. Decide whether or not to pull the plug on you. You already made the decision. It's not theirs to make. Okay? And you don't have to put the people you love. Hey, you're in my camera shot, dude. What the fuck?
I'm
you dookie me?
Sorry, I forgot.
You're going to need one of these fucking wills in a second. Points in their lives. Anyways, you got to go to these guys. Gunter Law Group. So if you're anywhere in Texas, contact Kyle Kyla, right? Mm-hmm. Kyla. What a great name, Kyla. Isn't that a cool name? It doesn't sound like a, it sounds like a Star Wars name. Guys, shut the fuck up.
I didn't say anything.
You're talking.
He's I didn't
whispering.
Say
You're whispering to
I
him.
I did not. I'm looking at the thing.
Was he? Was it you whispering?
No, he said something.
He said something, right?
Yes, he initiated.
I went like this. I went.
Kyler Gunter at the Gunter Law Group for a free 30-minute consultation to discuss your options. Go to GunterLawGroup.com. Email Kyla directly at Kyla at Gunter. That's G-U-N-T-E-R, lawgroup.com. Or call her. It's Kyla, not Kyla.
This is a tongue. Kyla at Gunter is difficult. I'm being honest with you.
Kyle, Kyla.
I'm on your
Just
side.
Call her, 682-224-1967 to set up a consultation today. And if you mention YKWD, they're going to knock 25% off of her fee, okay? This is a legal advertisement. It is not intended to specific legal advice. I want you to go check them out. I'm actually going to call them and get my will straightened out because I don't want to grab my chest and have my mother take everything from Max, if you understand. Oh, here's Liz. Is she still mad at
you? Calling Kyla?
Liz, we're almost wrapping up. Is everything okay?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'll call me when you're done.
Okay, who would you do? Marry, fuck, kill. Justin, Joe, me.
Marry's obvious.
That's difficult.
How is that difficult? Who would you marry?
I'm so much
I mean, fun. I guess I'd marry you because, you know, we're very compatible and we just, you know, yell at people for the rest of our lives.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'd fuck Joe List because I feel bad for him. Then I'd have to kill Justin Silver.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Shit. Oh, my God. Yes.
All right. I'll be down in a couple minutes.
I like spit in my mouth.
Stick around. It's not over yet. This episode of YKWD is continuing now, exclusively on patreon.com/Robert Kelly. See you there.
Pee between.
You can't let someone fucking.
All right, give it up for Joe. List, everybody. Give it up for Joe List. Who go to his website and check out Tuesdays with Stories with Joe List. The truth. Thanks for coming on, Joe. And Justin, thanks for showing me your butthole.
You're welcome.
And
anytime.
I'll never forget it.
Yes. And I'm going to show it to everybody in the audience in Rhode Island this weekend. So come out to Comedy Connection.
That's worth the money right there. It's a nice little bumhole. Mm-hmm. I told you, it looks like the top of a soup dumpling. And I want to thank new Nikki for producing the show and getting everything together.
Thank you, Nikki.
Of course, Joke Russell's my new video guy, right? Yeah? Let's do it. And Mush, Mikey Mush, and I want to thank all you fans for checking out the podcast every week. Thanks for clicking on the subscribe button if you haven't, do that right now. And thanks for joining the Patreon. I really appreciate it. It helps us do all the stuff we do here and helps me fucking live. So there you go. You guys are the best. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.